Hello, beautiful woman, and welcome to your fourth class in our women's group coaching program. Today, we're talking about your power, you being empowered, owning and reclaiming your divine power. Like I've taught in other parts of this course, I don't feel that your power, like your love, like your true essence, is something that you have to create or invent or somehow cultivate necessarily. Your power is already in you. Your power is a part of who you are. It is something you were born with. It is who you are when you're living truly as you are destined to, as your authentic self, loving yourself, honoring yourself, living in connection with the divine. When you are fully whole and complete in yourself, you are naturally going to be in your power. So the work that we're going to be doing in this class, similar to what we've done in other classes, is not necessarily about trying to create or become something or create or become powerful, but we're going to be looking quite a lot at where are the places where you're leaking that power, giving away that power, losing touch with that power that is already within you and that is who you truly are and is your birthright to be powerful and to live in an empowered way. And similarly to how I've explained other things, I see a power, your power again as an energy. You can even see if you can find an image of it as we're tapping into it now, as an energy that exists within you that you just lose touch with, that you lose connection with. It's already in you. It's already part of who you are. There is a version of yourself that is what I call your divinely empowered woman. You know, that version of yourself that you can access. Again, she's not someone you create. She's someone you tune into. She always exists, and the potential to live as her always exists. It's just, are you embodying her energy, seeing the world through her perspective, speaking to yourself the way she speaks to herself? And are you living the way she would live versus when we come into a disempowered state, we'll talk more about it in the class, where we're giving away our power, we're losing our power, or clicking into that victim consciousness, forgetting that we are powerful. And rather than living at cause, believing and owning that we are the creator of our lives and that we are in charge of what's unfolding within us, and instead of taking responsibility for that, we, you know, and it happens to all of us, we fall into a victim pattern, a victim mentality where we're at effect to life. Like life happens to us, life has power over us, and we are controlled and ruled by the external, by other people, and we therefore give our power away. So when we're talking about this idea of giving our power away, and I've probably talked about this in other programs of mine, maybe in Slow Down and Tune In, if some of you are a part of that course, a way to know if something has power over us or if we have given our power away is if there's something that controls us. I'll talk more about this in the class, but I just feel to share about it now. Something that controls us, it controls how we feel, it controls what we feel we can and can't do. It controls how we feel about ourselves, what decisions and choices we make, what we believe we're capable of, worthy of. It has a lot of power over us, a lot of power and influence, and it controls us. And so that's how we know we have given a piece of our power away, when we feel that energy of being controlled by something. Because when we are fully whole in our power and embodying our power, we remember that we are a creator. We are the creator of our reality, and we can change anything that we want to change. If something's not working for us, if something's not feeling good, we can change it. And if we can't right away change the external, because we can't change people, sometimes we can't change our life circumstances right away, over time, absolutely. We can change where we work, we can change who we spend time with, we can change where we live, all of that. But if in the meantime, we are in circumstances that it feels like we can't change right away, we can always change, and we are always in control of what's going on inside of us around it. And that's another place we can come into our power, is to get back in charge of our responses and reactions to things, rather than when something has power over us, we feel like we're just unconsciously reacting. That's why we feel so powerless. We don't even feel in charge of our own emotions and responses. So there's a lot of ways that we can reclaim our power. We're going to dive deeper into it into this class, but that's just my little overview to give you an insight into my perspective on empowered living, really. And I want to read you, I mean, you've already probably have read it or are reading it in the workbook at the moment, but what I share here in the workbook, just in the beginning page, is my perspective on being powerful and being a divinely empowered woman, because you may all have different ideas and perspectives on what the word power means, and I get you to explore it in the workbook. What does the word power or being powerful bring up for you? And it's interesting to see, do you have judgments around that? Do you have stories around that? Fears around that? Fears around what the repercussions will be of fully coming into your power? And how is that shaped by what you learned growing up? You know, I ask you to explore around, what did you learn about masculine power? What did you learn about feminine power? I'll talk about that in a minute. But before I go into that, we need to be mindful of what are you bringing into this session already around this conversation of power? What preconceived ideas, what past experiences, what judgments? Because that might taint how you experience this class and whether you feel open and ready to step into your power and explore this concept. But you know, something that I mentioned here that's really important is I don't see power as being something aggressive. And it's interesting maybe to reflect on whether you do. That's maybe this patriarchal masculine model we have of power, which looks like dominating and controlling other people. And maybe that's what we've thought being powerful means. Or maybe you've experienced powerful women throughout your life and they haven't been liked. They've been judged. They've been told they're too much or too big, or they've been tried to be teared down by others. Just interesting to think about. But I want to read this paragraph to you because I think this really drills home my perspective on being empowered, right? Empowered meaning you are embodying your power. You are in it. It is in your body. It is who you are. When you are living as an empowered woman, you honor your truth. You stand up for yourself and you set a standard of how you wish to be treated. An empowered woman is courageous, brave, honest, and heart-centered, heart-driven. She implements boundaries, has difficult conversations, and says no when she needs to in order to honor herself and her needs. She lives in alignment with her inner wisdom and does the inner work to fill herself up from within. That's a big part of what I see it means to be an empowered woman. And I use the word divine often when I talk about it because I see it as well as our gift as a woman is our ability to plug into the divine. And this isn't just about having human power, being powerful as this human who can go through the world and get what they want and control others and manipulate and change the world so they can be happy, change their world so they can be happy. Divinely empowered is when you live in connection with the divine. You're powerful, but you're surrendered. You're powerful because you know you're more than your human self. You're powerful because you know you're plugged into the entire universe. You're powerful because you have access to higher wisdom that goes beyond logic and goes beyond practicality. That relationship with your own intuition, your own inner voice, your own inner wisdom, your own emotions, your own truth. It's impossible to feel empowered when our source of information, our source of wisdom is coming from the external. We will feel ruled and controlled then by what other people want to need, other people's expectations, what makes them happy, what gets me love. Being empowered is we tune in for all of that. We know we hold the wisdom, the information, the steps, the clarity. We hold it. We know we hold the love. The love, whatever the love is we crave, we hold that. We have the ability to give that to ourselves. We are the source of it. That happiness that we so desperately seek, we know we have the ability to find that within ourselves or to at least uncover what it is that most deeply makes us happy and then design our life around that. Empowered is we look within for that stuff. We believe we are wise and magnificent and talented and intelligent and gifted and tapped in and worthy and that we're always being guided and supported. And we honor ourselves above all else. That can sometimes bring up a feeling of being selfish. I often prefer to use the word self-focused. I'm self-focused. I'm focusing on myself. I'm honoring myself. Self-loving. This is one of the most self-loving things you can do. And if you've been living in a way that doesn't have you being in your power, that doesn't fully honor yourself, you're going to notice the effects of that. It affects your self-worth. It affects your self-esteem. You don't feel proud of yourself. You know you deep down, you're overriding your own inner guidance. You're not respecting yourself in that moment. You're giving your energy to something that doesn't feel good to you. You know it. So you naturally feel more confident, more self-loving, and more proud of yourself when you're watching yourself act in alignment with what feels good to you, with what you know you deserve, with what truly honors and respects you, the magnificent, incredible, brilliant person that you are. And you set the standard for what you deserve. And then you ask life and you ask other people to meet you there. But that's the first step as an empowered woman, is that clarity in yourself. What feels good to you? What is your intuition telling you? What do you want to receive in your relationships? How much money do you want to receive? We're going to be talking about receiving in our next class, actually. How do you want to be treated? What will you and won't you tolerate? What do you deserve in terms of the type of life you want to create for yourself? How do you want to be treated by yourself and others? So, yeah, just deep self-honoring is what I feel around this. Let me see my notes. So I'm asking you to think about power here, to explore your relationship to power, and to begin to think about, when do you feel the most empowered? What does being empowered feel like to you, and mean to you, and look like to you? Now, I mentioned this right at the start. Let's see if you can tune into your power center. So it's your solar plexus, the area below your belly button. It's your third chakra. It typically has a yellow energy if we're looking at chakras, but feel into that area of your body, your power center, just below your belly button, right in the center of your belly. The power center from a chakra perspective governs self-esteem, confidence, self-worth, boundaries. What we say yes and no to, what we give our energy to. It's a big energy center. Where are you giving your energy away? Where are you leaking energy? Self-worth, if I didn't mention that. I'm seeing mine as a big yellow sun right now. And I want you to feel into it and explore what that power center in your body feels like. And when do you feel most connected to it? And what connects you to it? And what shifts? Because something shifts and we access a different energy, something shifts. I want you to notice, what is the difference between when you feel like you're being a victim, you're out of effect, life is happening to you, these bad things are happening to you, people have control over you, you don't have the strength or power to say no to things, you feel obligated. Like, can you feel how weakening that is? I feel it. Like, we spoke about this right at the start around your energy leaks, but this is massive energy leaks. Depleting, depleting, depleting your energy, your power, your strength, your worth. Notice that when you live in that way, the impact that it has on you. We really need to get the impact of it, because it's super easy to justify why we do some of these things. Oh, but I have to make money. Oh, but I have to because it's a family member. Oh, but I have to because I already said yes and I can't go back on my word and say no now. Oh, no, but we justify. Versus deeply, deeply honoring what you feel. And feel the difference when, we did this right in the first class, when you're pulling your energy back in. You are charging up that power center. That power center that gives you confidence and strength, that allows you to say no, that allows you to implement boundaries, that gives you that boost of self-esteem, that makes you know who you are. When you live from that energy, how do you show up differently? I want you just to explore it a little bit, what this energy feels like to you, when you remember last being connected to it. When in your life have you felt connected to it? When have you felt that power turn on? And as we explored in our last class around feminine energy, sometimes that power is fierce. Sometimes it is blunt. Sometimes it is ambitious. Sometimes it's really, really loving, but it's very clear in what it will and won't tolerate. I want you to explore that a little bit. And I get you to explore this idea. Yeah, I'm taking you further into questions around how do you act when you feel empowered? How do you communicate? What's different about you? I know when I'm communicating from my power and I'm in my power, there is a real clarity and strength to my voice. There's not the fidgeting and the, oh, you know, I think maybe I don't know. I'm clear. And I've taken time to find my own message and voice and truth in my own self, and then I'm ready to communicate it. And I'm fully honoring it without fear of how it will be received. I act with certainty. I act with decisiveness. I act with self-trust. I tune in. I get the intuitive hit. I act on it. I don't question it. You'll notice questioning weakens your power a lot. But when you really are in tune with your intuition, when you get that hit, you just honor that and you act on that. What's different? I mean, I hold my body differently. Can you feel into how you might hold your body differently, how you might breathe differently? Are your shoulders back? Is your head up higher? Are you looking? Are you making eye contact? Your feet on the ground? Are you feeling really in your body? I know that really getting into my body makes me feel very empowered. Sometimes I need to, like, what really helps me is if I'm feeling some stuff or I feel like I'm losing my power, giving away my power, I'll go on a big coastal walk. I'll pump some hardcore, like fire up music. It might be Beyonce, whatever it is for you. And I will walk, like power walk, and I'll just be like, rah. And I'll just like start tapping into, sometimes it's anger that gets you going. Like, I will not tolerate this SHIT anymore. You need to get a little bit fired up sometimes to find your power. And then, you know, we simmer it down before we go to communicate. We don't want to go be aggressive, but sometimes that really helps us activate it. And I get you to think about this divinely empowered woman, this woman that you already are, just sometimes you lose touch with her, who lives in her power, who is connected to her power, who feels powerful, and who is embodying all these things that I've already talked about. And I take you through these questions only because sometimes there can be little anchors that can help you find her energy. A certain smell, a certain self-care practice. You know, this woman, how does she dress? What types of clothes does she wear? What music does she like? How does she dance? How does she connect with her body? How does she feel, tap into the energy of confidence? How does she tap into the energy of being sexy? If you can imagine her, imagine a time you felt like her, and then get to know her just through some of these questions. Just get to know her a little bit. She might feel quite foreign to you. But see if you can unpack some things around her. It's an interesting exercise to do. I just want to circle back right at the start. What I'd said to you was about a little bit around unpacking what you picked up around masculine, feminine power. And I think that's going to be a really powerful and beautiful thing for you to explore. Because I grew up witnessing that the masculine held all the power. So my dad worked full time. My mum was at home looking after us, children, and my sister who was sick at the time when she was young. My dad was out. He was the breadwinner. He was making the money. He was traveling. He was having adventures. He was having affairs. And then he'd just come home and give my mum a little paycheck and be like, here you go, darling. Here's some money for you for the groceries for the week. And I'm going to go off and do whatever I want now until I decide to come back home. So I saw being a man as being very powerful, desirable. It conveyed freedom. It conveyed money. It conveyed success. And I saw being a woman as weak, very, very weak. You have no power as a woman. A man controls you and dominates you. He can manipulate you. He can do whatever he wants, and you're stuck. He can do whatever he wants, and you're stuck at home just having to be his little woman at home. That was my model of masculine, feminine growing up. I never saw a woman be fully in her power. You know, my mum never spoke up to my dad. Every time she would try, he would yell at her. I saw her become very, in my opinion, very weak and not hold the ability to go make her own money, to go make her own choices, to go do whatever she wanted. She was completely controlled by him. So I sort of went the other way growing up as a child. I saw that and I thought, I will never be that woman ever. So I became fiercely independent. I became very defiant of my dad. I never let him control me. I would always fight back and try to almost do the opposite of what he would try to get me to do. It's really interesting just to watch how these things have shaped you. So it's interesting though, what I ended up doing was trying to model masculine power. versus really understanding the power of being a woman. So I grew up just trying to model my dad's version of power. Be independent, make money, be successful, have freedom. Don't be dependent on anyone. Don't let anyone control you. Go do your own thing and then you'll be sweet. So it's been this really interesting journey for me to uncover what it means to be a woman and be powerful and that it's possible. If you've never had a role model of that, I never have. I've had to uncover that myself through doing a lot of inner work, through finding role models of women out in the world who inspire me, who I believe are beautiful examples of being powerful, and also getting to know my own what my own power feels like when I feel strong and powerful, but when I also feel soft and in my heart as a woman. So the way that I've kind of infused power with being a woman is that it's, again, it's this perspective of the divine. I'm surrendered while I'm powerful. I'm powerful because I'm surrendered to my heart and its desires, my emotions, my inner guidance system. I'm not overriding any of that. And I've come to realize I'm powerful because I feel so deeply, because I care so deeply. And actually I've also come to realize I want and need a man. That took me a long time to get there. But just because I want and need a man doesn't mean I need to give my power away to him. I can still be very powerful, and I've had to explore what it means to be powerful in my own right, speaking my truth, honoring my needs, communicating my needs, speaking up when something hurts my feelings, putting in a boundary, having the courage to tell him what I'm feeling, being vulnerable. These things, you know, I'm not giving my power away to him. I'm still very much in my power. I know how to make myself happy. I know how to love myself. I know how to take care of myself. But I still want to be in relationship with the masculine. So I've had to completely reframe that and understand what it means to be powerful, to be the creator of my reality, but to still be soft and sensitive and feminine and surrendered to my intuition. And not perfect all the time. Being powerful doesn't mean being strong and never having emotion. Being powerful doesn't mean that you don't feel things deeply. I'm hoping that's making sense. If we need to kind of unpack the balance of that a little bit more in our group coaching calls, I'm happy to do that because it's an interesting balance to strike. And it's taken me a long time to find that as well. But let's look at places where you need to reclaim your power. So this is kind of a bit of a triggering thing to say, but I want you to come into full ownership of how you've been using your power and where you've been giving your power away, because living in, you know, taking 100% responsibility for our lives is what makes us powerful. And taking 100% responsibility for our life means we have to own all of our choices. We have to own the place that we're at in our life and see how we created it. Now, I know that's hard, but how, you know, because we teach people how to treat us, right? We teach people what to expect from us. We teach people what we will and won't tolerate from them, and they act accordingly. So if we're not being treated in the way we deserve, if we're not receiving what we want, if something's not the way that we want it, we've got to realize that was an accumulation of a lot of little choices throughout our life where perhaps we didn't speak up, where we tolerated something we should have tolerated, when we said yes, when we should have said no, when we didn't tell someone that hurt our feelings or that wasn't okay, when we didn't implement the boundary. All those things build up to bring us to this point where suddenly we're like, wow, I've really given my power away here. Or I don't feel good here, or this thing controls me, or I'm not honoring myself in the way that I really want to here. So we take responsibility for that and maybe get a little bit honest. Maybe think about, is there any places you feel like a victim? Are there any places where you feel like there are some really key things that control you and how you feel? It might be your body. Maybe you've given your power away to your appearance. Maybe you've given your power away to your bank balance. Maybe you've given your power away to your boss or to your job. And these things now control you because they hold so much power. Like, I need this thing. I have to have this thing or I won't be okay. You know, I need this approval. I need this money. You reclaiming your power doesn't mean, oh, well, I'm just going to completely let go of those things from my life, but you change your relationship to it. But let's start with, where are you giving your power away? So where are you allowing something to control you, your actions, your choices, your feelings? Let me give you an example. So my business very much has a lot of power, and money has a lot of power over me. It guides my choices. It guides what I do. My business, because it is a source of validation, acknowledgement, recognition, whether I'm good enough, whether I'm adding value. Like, I put a lot of power in that thing to mean a lot about me. And there was a lot of periods there where whether or not I would be happy would be based on what was happening in my business, whether I was succeeding, whether it was going well, whether people liked what I was doing, right? Gave all my power away to that thing. Same with money. A lot of my choices were being guided by money. Can I do this or not based on my bank balance? What offering should I put out based on the bank balance, that what money I need to make? So if I'm being guided by that, all my power is in this feeling of needing to have money and feel secure, and therefore I'm not listening to my own inner wisdom. I'm overriding that because there's so much power in this financial security piece. So something I've had to do, and I've just posted about it on Instagram actually, and I've been doing it sort of over the past year gradually, is pulling my power out of those things and back into myself, which means if my inner guidance says, we need to take a break from putting an offering out into the world. If my inner guidance says, don't show up on social media for a while. If my inner guidance says, you don't have the energy to put out a podcast at the moment. If my inner guidance says, you need to pull your energy back into yourself, Connie, and stop showing up so much in your work and pushing and hustling and running yourself into the ground. I started to honor that inner guidance. Like when my inner guidance said, no more one-on-one coaching, Connie. So I've started to honor that. Which means I'm having to bump up against all these places I have power. Like, but what about the repercussions of money? But what about my audience? They were going to forget about me. Haven't posted a podcast in 6 months. And it's forced me to have to take my power out of those things and bring it back into myself and make peace with, maybe I'm not going to get the external approval. Maybe I'm not going to get that extra money this month. Maybe people are going to forget about me for a little bit. Maybe I'm not going to get the validation through my work that I'm used to. I've had to be willing to let go of that to come back into my power. Just like if you're getting the guidance, you need to cut off a relationship with someone for a little bit. You might need to forego their love, their connection, their approval for a little while, in order to honor yourself. And that's how you're reclaiming your power. Because for as long as your choices are being guided by all that external stuff, you are a slave to it. But when you look at the places where you want to reclaim your power, you stop letting that control you. And you start saying, okay, my inner guidance says I need to say no to this thing. That might mean turning down some money, losing that relationship, not getting that promotion, not getting that client. It might mean those things, but what am I choosing to live ruled by? Is my power in the external and I got to keep chasing these things to get that external stuff? Or is my power within me and I will honor that inner voice, even if it means having to face my biggest fears around what's going to happen externally? I hope that's making sense, but I have found as I've reclaimed my power from my business and no longer like showing up for other people is what's ruling me. It's no longer money that's ruling me. It's no longer needing to get validation or approval or recognition or whatever externally is ruling me. I'm now free to make whatever choice I want to make and show up as my true self and feel powerful in myself. Because I've reclaimed my power back into me. I hope that's making sense. That's just an example I wanted to share. So reflect on often why these things hold so much power over you. What do they give you? Do they give you a feeling of security, love, connection? They always give you something, which is why you give your power to them. So how would it feel? Pick a situation. My business was just an example. How would it feel if this no longer had power over you? Oh, I instantly feel it like a weight off my shoulder. This is happening to me in a relationship. I had given my power away to a person that I'm dating because I was holding back on having conversations I wanted to have out of fear of him being upset at me, out of fear of pushing him away, out of fear of losing him. So he had my power. He was controlling what I felt like I could do and say and who I felt like I could be, right? So how would it feel if this no longer had power over you? You'd probably feel free. You'd feel light just to be yourself. You'd feel light and you could just be yourself. And when you listen into your guidance to being ruled and guided from within rather than being ruled by the external, then you can hear what is the true and right thing for you to do. And for me, it is always speak your truth, sweetheart. However he responds is how he responds. Your only job is to honor yourself, speak your truth, be honest, speak from your heart, speak with love, honor yourself. And I've been having some pretty courageous conversations lately, and they're definitely not easy, but I feel so free because I'm honoring myself. I'm not suppressing and denying my own truth out of fear of upsetting this person. That's how I've reclaimed my power in this situation. I also want you to think about boundaries. You know, boundaries are such an important way to protect our energy, and you've got to protect your energy if you are sensitive. Particularly if you're on a journey of, you know, working on yourself, you're going through some transformation, you are shifting and changing, you're trying to find your own truth, you are reclaiming your power. It's a really sensitive time, and you need to protect yourself. Now, a boundary might mean not spending time with certain people. A boundary, like for me with my work, was I put boundaries around when I will and won't work or how much self-care time I need outside of work. I've definitely pulled my energy out of certain relationships. There's some boundaries that I've implemented. Even with this guy I'm dating, I've implemented some boundaries around there's certain things that he's done and said that I've come back to him and said, that's not okay. Only the other week, I was like, you can't speak to me like this. Like, I get you're upset, but you can't speak to me like this. It's not okay. And that's a boundary where I'm saying, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to receive that. That's not okay for me. And I'm communicating what I will and won't tolerate, what I'm willing to receive. And it was in a very self-honoring, it wasn't aggressive, but it was a very clear, you really hurt my feelings with that, and you can't speak to me like that. That was a very clear communication that I needed to have. A boundary might be around how you use your phone. A boundary might be around, the amount of time and energy you invest in work. There's a lot of places we can put in boundaries. You'll feel it. It might be a physical boundary. Sometimes maybe in your day job that you go and work in a different part of the office if you can to get some space to yourself, or you put some noise-canceling headphones in as a way to say you don't get to talk to me for the next hour. Putting in some boundaries around like maybe not working at home. If you come home from a day job and you go home, not working at home. I've now got boundaries around not working in my living room and just keeping my work in my back office that I've set up. There's a lot of things you can do that really protect your energy. And will help again clearly communicate what your worth, basically. And what you believe you deserve to receive and what you won't tolerate and what's not okay, because you're deeply honoring and loving yourself. A big boundary is saying no. A big boundary is showing and communicating what you will and won't give your energy to. And being, you know, what we say yes and no to is a big way we communicate what we're willing to tolerate, what we're willing to receive, and what we're willing to give our energy to. And then I take you into this exercise here around speaking your truth, which ties in very much to my example that I just went through. So when it comes to speaking your truth, something that I found really useful to do is, first of all, you really have to tune in and uncover what your truth is. That might take some time. Having these courageous, truthful conversations, whether you just need to tell someone something, ask for what you need, implement a boundary, whatever it is, we don't want to rush that stuff. It takes time, first of all, to tune in and really feel, what is it? What am I feeling? I think, first of all, is a good starting point. What am I feeling? What am I wanting to express? What am I wanting to communicate? Now, you might notice as you start to unpack that, there's a lot of charge there. You might be angry. You might be upset. You might want to blame the other person. Move through that. Let that be there so that you're just doing this by yourself with yourself, right? Because if we're going to have these authentic, empowered conversations, the place you want to be communicating from is where it's just about you. You just simply expressing your truth, not blame, not projection, not making someone else wrong, not again giving them the power and saying the reason I feel like this is because you did this, taking full responsibility for what's coming up in you and what you're feeling, And then the communication piece is you just simply expressing that, letting that come out. So just notice if you're really emotionally charged, if you're reactive, if you're triggered, maybe not a time to communicate. You want to process that a little bit first. You want to really distill down what is actually what I'm trying to say here. What is this really about for me? You can still express, you know, perhaps what's come up in that situation. Like I feel, you know, the way you communicated to me then really hurt my feelings. And what I really need from you is that you be more gentle and mindful when you're telling me what's upsetting you. Could be one way. But another way, you know, when you're just talking about what you're feeling, get really clear on what this is about for you. I'm just trying to think of an example as I'm saying this, an example that I've moved through recently. Why can't I think of an example of where you're communicating? Maybe I haven't been doing this as much as I think I have, because I can't have an example come to mind. You know, it might even be, an example for whatever reason is not coming to my mind. Maybe I'm not supposed to provide one. But again, just tuning into what am I feeling? What am I wanting to express and communicate here? Or like looking at your feelings. When this and this happened, this is how I felt. Or this is what it triggered in me. Or this is what it brought up for me. Or this is why it was hurtful for me. So when you keep the communication about you is what I'm trying to emphasize here. And that it's just simply you being able to put words to what's going on for you. It can help sometimes just to jot down what are some of the key points you're wanting to communicate? What are you really wanting to convey to this person? And how can you come from your heart with it? Really important where possible that you communicate with your heart open. That you just tune in, is my heart opened or closed? Is my heart shut down, angry, resentful? I had a conflict with my partner the other night and we both were very closed and we were like, we're not going to talk about this now. I can feel my heart is a lot more open and I'm ready to communicate more and express from my heart. And so I wanted to wait to have that conversation until I could feel like my heart was open again. And so what's the outcome? And, you know, your outcome can be a particular outcome, like that person changes their behavior. Or the outcome can be just that you feel free because you expressed yourself. Because you said what you wanted or needed. Because you let out what was within you and you honored yourself. So that's something when it comes to having these conscious conversations, this is where you come back into your power and you have the courage to honor what you're feeling, honor your truth, honor your needs, listen to your own inner voice and have that conversation and perhaps implement a boundary in the process. For some reason, examples just aren't coming to my mind today, but perhaps when we get into group coaching calls, we can talk more about specific examples if there's stuff coming up for you. I can dive deeper into that for you. But what so often prevents us, as I was sort of saying before, from being able to communicate and express our truth is our fear of the other person's reaction, which means they have power over us, which means we've given our power to them, which means we are really attached to needing their love, their approval, whatever it is. This is actually what started the argument with my partner the other night. I had the courage to bring up something that was bothering me. And I knew it was a sensitive topic. And he had said to me, he's like, I feel like you're upset about something. And I said, yeah, I am. I'm hesitant to bring it up, but let me just bring it up. And it's a bit private, so I'm not going to go into the example of it. But I had said, you know, I think this is just why I felt really triggered. I'm feeling really triggered. And this thing is just upsetting me at the moment, and I'm not asking you to do anything about it right now, but I just need you to know that it's upset me, and that's just what's on my mind at the moment. I just wanted to tell him that. It did spark a massive argument, which was my fear of bringing it up, right? But through having the courage just to express, and I felt so much better when I got it off my chest, even though there was some repercussions. My only job in that moment was to honor what I felt and express it. And now we're in the process of kind of repairing that. But that's so often what holds us back, is we're so afraid of the other person's reaction. Yeah, and he had a reaction. And I said, I was like, okay, well, I spoke my truth. His reaction is what he had. And we'll go from there. And I feel really empowered as a result, versus when you suppress your truth, you'll feel weaker and you'll feel disempowered. I feel like I've waffled a lot through this class, but I hope you've been able to really hear and understand what I've been trying to convey through everything that I've shared. It's the most self-honoring, self-loving thing you can do, to come into your own power, to stand in your own power, to deeply honor yourself, to respect yourself, to have the conversations that need to be had, to listen to your own intuition, to set boundaries, to set a standard, to follow your own inner guidance rather than being ruled by the external. That's how you reclaim your power. So explore to you what it means to be a divinely empowered woman. Explore that energy in yourself. Come to our group coaching call with any particular examples of this for you, and we can unpack it and talk through it. And this is, I say this every class, but every class that I'm giving you in this program is big, big class. So do your best to work through that. Be patient, be self-loving, be gentle. And I will talk to you in our next class. Sending you lots of love. Bye.